Biblically-centered kids.
Happy Wednesday, kiddos. It's the middle of your week. Thank you so much for listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. I'm so happy you're here today. It's a great Wednesday, like I said, and my name is Miss Danica. All right, well, today is June 4th, 2025. Let's see what's happening today. Well, June 4th is known as Global Running Day. It's a day when people all over the world lace up their sneakers and go for a run. Whether it's a race, a jog, or just a fun run around the backyard. Running is a great way to stay healthy and strong. But did you know that the Bible talks about running too? In Hebrews 12:1, it says, "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus." That means that life is kind of like a race. Not a sprint, but a long run. And we need endurance, or what we could also call perseverance. That means to keep going when things get hard. And that also reminds us of one of our biblical family virtues. We yield our bodies to physical training and healthy habits. So, whether you're running on the playground, in a fun run, or even running the race of life, remember, God gives you strength to keep going even when you get tired. And just like in a real race, cheering others on and staying focused helps everyone finish strong. So today on Global Running Day, go outside and move your body. Thank God for your healthy legs and lungs, and remember to keep running your race with faith and joy. Well, today, before we get to our activity, what virtue are we learning this week? Do you remember what virtue we're learning about? That's right, we're learning all about stewardship. Virtue W says, "We wisely steward all God has entrusted us, being faithful to use it responsibly." Mr. Johnny and I hope that your summer has been off to a super sunny start. I know many of you are home from school now, which means we can do something really fun today. All right, are you ready? We're going to get up and get moving. That's right, it's time to play Simon Says! But here's how the game works. I'm going to give you some fun instructions like touch your toes, spin around, but only do them if I say Simon Says first. If I don't say Simon Says and you do it anyways, whoops, you're out. But don't worry, we're just playing for fun, so you can jump back in at any time. Ready to move and giggle? Let's go. Simon Says, touch your nose. Simon Says, clap your hands twice. Simon Says, hop on one foot. Simon Says, wiggle your other foot. Spin around twice. Did you spin around? Whoops! No, Simon Says. All right. Simon Says, pat your head. Simon Says, rub your tummy at the same time. Simon Says, switch. Simon Says, jump three times. Simon Says, freeze like a statue. Now snap your fingers. Nope, not this time. Simon Says, pretend to be a lion and roar loudly. Simon Says, stand up straight. Simon Says, sit down. Simon Says, stand up again. Touch your toes. Gotcha! Didn't say Simon Says. Simon Says, march in place like a soldier. Simon Says, count to five out loud. Simon says, wave your arms like you're flying. Simon says, stop suddenly. Now blink your eyes really fast 5 times. Uh-oh, no, Simon says. Simon says, stump your feet 3 times. Simon says, spin once. Simon says, clap twice. Simon says, make a silly face and hold it for 5 seconds. Now smile. Oh, nope, I didn't say Simon says. Simon says, whisper, thank you, 3 times softly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Simon says, jump in place while counting to 10. Now pat your knees. Oh, not this time. Simon says, pretend you're eating your favorite treat slowly and deliciously. Simon says, give yourself a big hug and say, God loves me so much. All right, now let's sit down. Whoops, no, Simon says. Simon says, touch your ears. Simon says, touch your shoulders. Simon says, touch your knees. Simon says, do a happy dance for 10 seconds. Now clap your hands twice. Oh, careful, I didn't say Simon says. Well, I had a blast with you getting up and moving around. You guys really listened carefully and moved like champs. And you know what? Playing games like this reminds us that listening is always good to do, not just in games. When we listen carefully to God's word, our parents, and those who care about us, we learn to make wise choices and live with joy, kindness, and gratitude. So whether you're spending the day swimming, reading, playing outside, or maybe even having a popsicle, remember to say thank you, God, for all the summer fun. And don't forget, join Mr. Johnny and I tomorrow for our New Testament story. Until next time.